so far from the light.
As a boy growing up south of Los Angeles in Orange County, Robert Williams dreamed of singing with a band of his very own, a band like the early R&B and doo-wop acts that his parents took him out to see. Or maybe he wanted to form a band like the ones he traveled to see as a teenager in Los Angeles, the Blasters, X, and James Entfeld. Well, as the title of his last record suggests, what a dream it has been for Robert Williams, better known by fans all over the world as Big Sandy. With over 13 albums to his credit and over 25 years of touring the world, Big Sandy and his Flyright Boys are still going strong. Big Sandy and the Flyright Boys return to Springfield as part of the Bedrock 66 Live Music Series on Friday, November 18th at Bar None in downtown Springfield. I spoke to Robert from his hotel room in Chicago on a rare day off.
Like a lot of friends I have, other musicians I talk to, they kind of have similar stories where they just start out doing something like making music for fun, start getting a little attention, and it takes you a little bit outside of your circle. And before you know it, you know, your people actually, you know some of the music you're making, and you're going around the world playing it, and you have people sing along to your songs. And it's just something that I never dreamt would happen. You know, it just sort of happens gradually along the way. But when you look back, it's kind of funny. You have the distance of where you started out. And when I was growing up, there were still a lot of the old doo-wop and rhythm and blues artists that were still playing around town, and my parents would always go. They were going out all the time to nightclubs and seeing some of these 50s acts that were still playing like through the 70s. And as a kid, they would take me along sometimes, and they were a little more lax at the time about letting, you know, younger people in the bars. And I got to absorb a lot of the music that was still being made, a lot of the original R&B and doo-wop music that from the Los Angeles area. They were still playing around town, so I got to take a lot of that in. When I was a teenager, I mentioned that I lived down in Orange County, and for us, it was a big deal to go up to L.A. It wasn't very far, but it's, you know, when you first get a car, that's a big adventure, driving up to the big city. And we would go to shows and see, you know, like you mentioned, the Blasters, we'd go see them. But it was a really cool time because it was you could see a rockabilly band alongside punk band or cow punk band. Or it was just all kind of mixed together, and it was kind of like just a beautiful thing to take in and really inspiring for me. Well, baby, now we'll travel. Say I have love. Different styles, and I ended up kind of honing in more on the rockabilly side of things. But I was taking a lot of different kinds of styles of music. But just to be there and absorb it all was an inspiration for me. And especially when I saw James Entfeld, that's when I thought, man, that's what I want to do. You know, I saw the way he would the crowd would react to him, and just the interaction. How he would work an audience. I just was really drawn to that. I don't have a clue why I feel like I do. Maybe I'm just accident prone. She's chronically late, a habit I hate. She'll hang you up without thinking twice. But when you complain, she goes on to explain. She just doesn't need your advice. I know, so you're asking, what's the big appeal? Why she shines so brightly? Why she's my ideal? Is it because of the way she can foul up a day when there isn't a gray cloud in sight? Or is it the kind of love that is blind? You know, you mentioned Pope DeLaFarge and J.D. McPherson. and both of them have told me, you know, what my music has meant to them over the years. And that's a really great feeling, because I remember when I was listening to all these great bands and being inspired by them. So you can end up doing that to somebody else, and they end up doing something really good with it, and taking it even farther. And that's a really good feeling. Well, I just, you know, like sometimes you kind of hope that people are pick up on, you know, that where you fit in that picture, and it's nice to hear that from, yeah, so many of the artists like go out of their way to tell me, and that's a really cool thing. But I don't feel like I'm, you know, like the elder statesman. I feel like, you know, start to see things like that written, and it feels funny. It's like, no, I'm still the kid listening to records in my room, you know. Somebody calls you, you know, like a father figure or something. It doesn't feel like that when we're playing with some of these younger crowds. I mean, we're just rocking them right along with them, and it's just, you know, kind of a fun atmosphere happening where age doesn't matter. It just kind of, all that is erased. She smiled at me. I knew that I was through. Ooh, fire blue. Ooh, that child's got southern style, and brother, that ain't all. I'm gonna take her to the bayou boy.
I hear you say I do.